Well, hello and welcome to the second episode of me, Tommy, and my Tommycast. And yeah, welcome. Like I said, this is the second episode. Like, heart, follow, or do whatever you do on the platform you're listening to. And yeah, let's get right into it. So now it is for me. It is Thursday, and last week I walked to my guitar lesson. I have it on Mondays, and I learned that, you know, like new short chords and like stuff, and then some days later, I got ready to train that song, and I had forgotten it. Like, it's now I know it, but then it like just I had it in my head, but I think it is really important to do it. One, if you learn a new thing, like in one day, you must, when you come home, maybe you must train it one more time, and then you can go to bed. Because I think that's a good thumb rule, because, you know, then you can process the stuff you have learned, and next day you will know it. Isn't that weird? I don't like to do it, because all my musical lessons is on the evening, and that's, I don't like to have it like so late, so it would be much better if I had it earlier, first off, because I get tired of it, because it is tiring to just go. I want to go to guitar, but I don't want really to go to piano and stuff. Yeah, so that's, I think, the first segment. I don't think this is going so well, but maybe if I think I'm bad at speaking English, that you know, that's why I am doing this podcast, because like I have a friend that like his English is just horrible. I think my English is also horrible, but his English is on a whole nother level. Like, yeah, you know, when he's saying like I am going to like my locker, he's saying I going. He forgets the going, and like we did comics in school. We had a software like makebelievecomics.com or something. I don't know, but there his English was not really good, and you know that's, I feel bad for him, but yeah. So another thing we can talk about is, what can we talk about? Well, so anyways, there is another topic I want to talk about in this podcast, and that is, I play a game that's called Brawl Stars. If you know about it, you know about it. But it is about, I don't know how to describe it, but check it out. And I am 13, and I am most certainly a little above the demographic of the game. But, like, is it okay for me to play it? Of course I don't, like, play something more for kids, you know, like, but I like the game. So, is it okay for me to play Brawl Stars? What do you think? And you can, like, comment or something? I don't know. And, you know, it's... I want to know. Should I... play... should I resume my play? Because I like the game. But, you know, my friends criticize me for playing it, you know? And, yeah, I... my cousins, who are 10 years old, recommended it to me. Like, I feel a little ashamed to play it, but I really like it. It's a good game. Yeah, so that stupid segment. But isn't art a little weird? Like, you have like good art, like what I think is good art. It is totally subjective, but I like, you know, manga, and like I like good art, like classical art, you know, and stuff. But I don't like, you know, weird art. I like Picasso's the cubism thing, and like that thing. But you know, like a dot on a blue dot on a white sheet of paper. For me, that isn't art, because let's face it, it's just a dot on a sheet of paper. Maybe you like it because it has some symbolic meaning, but can you please tell me what that symbolic meaning is? I like it when it is realistic, but not fully realistic, you know. I have a friend who's also drawing. I am drawing, and she also likes to, you know, I am drawing like more manga and anime, and she's drawing more of a cartoony style, and like it's a good style, you know, not too realistic but not too abstract. I just need to check up some of the Picasso art, and like, I think Picasso is like okay because it's interesting. It is interesting, but here I got it. Yeah, so some of it is pretty good, like. I don't like the, here I have one, Dora Maar. I don't like that because, I don't know, it's over the top, but here I got some other art, like, yeah, some of it is good, but not all, because, you know, art is subjective. I got to imply that, but some of that is gooder than the better, not gooder than the other stuff. Like, yeah, but you know, I think I shouldn't ramble about art because someone maybe gets offended, but I don't. Oh, I found a picture, a drawing, a painting. It was really. This is interesting. Like, it's a woman who has an eye in her nose, and that nose is on her eye. I don't know how to describe it, but I think it's good. Only some of it is good, but not all of it, because some of it is just bad. But I think that other people love cubism more than me. I don't really get it, but I sort of get it because sometimes it is really good, but oftentimes it falls flat in, So, yeah. Oh my god, I have rambled about cubism for a really long time now. That's not good. No. Maybe I should stop and recording this podcast now. And I have 10 minutes. Wait, 10 minutes. 11 minutes of content now. Oh my god. I have wasted 11 minutes of my time, and I really don't. I really hope I haven't done wasted your time. Probably I have. Stop listening if you don't like it. Just if you don't like it, then why are you here? But anyways, bye bye.